Alex Cook says, I'm working on a bootstrap startup, nanogram.co. We help people send printed photos in the mail by text message or email, mostly to grandparents. I'm being pursued by one of the social media giants, claiming they own the word gram. I'm at a crossroads. On one hand, I like the name as it pays homage to telegrams, which are also sent in the mail like our photos, and gram is a nickname for grandmother. On the other, I don't have resources to fight a long legal battle. So now on to my question. If you were me, would you fight the trademark dispute or cave and change the name, putting energy elsewhere? For what it's worth, the U.S. Trademark Office was on my side when they reached out to me a couple of weeks ago. Fight or flight? Let's see. All right, so if you're a bootstrap startup, I feel like you should be focused on three things. And the first is making a product people love. And the second is figuring out how to sell that product. And the third is not running out of money before you do one and two. You know, almost everything else is a distraction to a company at this stage, really just, a mission in search of a business model, as Steve Blank would say. Certainly including the expense and opportunity cost in terms of your own time of a legal battle with Instagram or whomever. So that's my sort of jumping off point. Speaking more generally, I think names of companies are never as important as people think they are. I think people conflate the idea of the name of something with the brand. And those are two very different things. And I'll elaborate that a little bit. So Kodak and Xerox don't mean anything when they're born as ideas, right? Those are made to mean something over time, and that's really what brands do. The value in a name, for the most part, is measured in units of external goodwill, meaning positive associations in the hearts and minds of the marketplace. Very few names add outcome-changing value below that threshold. Now, something changed with respect to this, I think, really in the sort of dot-com era, where, the salary.coms of the world and whatever, there was like thought to be magic in a certain URL. And that's probably true in some categories. You know, there are no absolutes. But for the most part, I really think the value in names is really value that's built into brands in the form of broad equity in the heart and mind of the marketplace. I don't believe that exists today for Nanogram. That said, it's a cute name, a smart name, on balance, a great name for what you're trying to do. So I definitely get the concern. My view is that the value of that name to your business right now is far less than the cost of finding yourself in a protracted legal battle with Facebook or HugeCo or whoever. So my advice is let it go and move on. The Ask Trap podcast is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by the power and expertise of 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, people first. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name's Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster.